Talk Live.
855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. We do Free Talk Live live. 7 nights a week and just about 365 days a year. I don't think we've had a day off for many years, several years. You know,
at least somebody's going to be here.
Somebody. Right? Somebody's going to be here doing Free Talk Live. So
I think I got stuck doing it on Christmas Day last year or something like that. Like me and Julia came in with the farm team.
Was it on a Sunday?
Yeah, I believe
that
was.
That would be the reason. So, yeah, I mean, this year it'll be Ian and crew, and on, I think Christmas is a Tuesday or something like that. I'm not 100% sure.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Not only do we give you 7 nights a week from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern Time free, but you could go get archives of the show going back for many years at archives.freetalklive.com. What other show hosts charge you for or don't offer at all, we've got for you for free at archives.freetalklive.com. Well, we do have all kinds of show prep here to talk about, but Free Talk Live is a show where we take your calls, and that's the intention. So let's go straight to the phone calls. Got Calvin calling from Rhode Island. Calvin?
Oh, hi.
What are you doing in Rhode Island?
Wait, what?
Go ahead. I was thinking it was Calvin from Colorado.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, he got dumped.
Yep. That didn't really work out well for you, buddy.
I guess they figured out, like, to call at the beginning of the program so
sure.
that they more likely get on the air, I guess.
Well, I guess.
Anyway, we have much more exciting things to talk about.
Indeed. Well, so what happens is if you say I think it's really 4 words, because there's supposed to be 7 words that you aren't supposed to be able to say. And you know, first off, we can immediately eliminate MF-er, because we've already got F included in the list, right?
Yeah, I mean, are you referencing George Carlin's 7
skit.
Dirty Words?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like the basis of some kind of Supreme Court decision about obscenity, right?
Yep.
And so they determined there was some court ruling about, like, not being able to say these 7 dirty words, George Carlin's 7 dirty words on the air. But over time, it's really kind of whittled down.
To 4.
Yeah, to 4.
I believe you
as
can say.
As culture has changed and things have gotten a little bit more.
Right. Now, Free Talk Live is on a lot of news talk stations, and it is not our goal to. And news talk stations have a higher standard of what they prefer not to be to have on the air.
Right.
But I believe you can talk about, you know, urine, the colloquial for urine. It's 4 letters and begins with a P. And I believe you can, I'm reasonably certain that you can also say the colloquial for the female breast that is 3 letters mm-hmm. and begins with a T.
Yep.
So,
I mean, I personally don't care about the language, but it's honestly it's kind of boring when they call in, and just I don't understand why that's supposed to be funny. Do you?
He's got the time. He gets answered quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, how was he disincentivized? Now when they hang on there for an hour to do it, that's just stunning.
Yeah, I guess there's really nothing else to do.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Well, I mean, I did hear this week some people calling in about being, you know, like hearing the podcast of Free Talk Live, mm-hmm. and they were upset because their kids were hearing it or something like that. And I guess, I mean, Free Talk Live's podcast doesn't promise to be perfectly clean every time.
Sure.
So the
I'm not going to cut it out there.
Buyer beware thing.
Well, I mean.
But it's a great opportunity to just have an honest conversation about these words with your kids.
I think it's expectations for people. I don't think people are actually shocked by those words. I think they're shocked by where they hear those words.
Yep.
You know, I mean, the same people that can see something on HBO that they would not be shocked by at all would be stunned and agog if they saw it on NBC.
Right.
And that's just a, you know, I mean, there are times and places for things. I just don't know that.
There are some, like, adult discussions that happen on Free Talk Live, too.
Sure.
Not necessarily in terms of the language, but the subject matter can run into that realm.
Yeah.
And we don't shy away from it, but, you know, we're not trying to shock you and titillate you, I guess.
Right. At least
we're not trying. Sometimes we do because we're just so sexy.
Titillation comes free. 855 450 free.
Do you want to hear about your brain on holiday shopping?
I want to hear about holiday shopping. I mean, a lot of people, I guess holiday shopping may even be over for some, but there's a lot of people it's not over for.
Yeah. For some people, it just kind of expands to fill whatever time the stores are offering things, right?
I got Mrs. Edgington a pair of footy pajamas.
Oh, awesome. I'm kind of jealous. I want them too.
I'm not 100% sure I dig them.
Well, yeah, I guess if you get too warm in the middle of the night, there's only one option, right? Like, mm-hmm. You can either take the whole thing off or you can leave it on, but there's no in between.
I felt like there was a lot of benefits to, you know, the two-piece pajama thing. If you got to use the bathroom, you just slide them on down, you know, slide down the bottoms and, you know, go. Mm-hmm. Even if it comes with a flap, the flap doesn't, I mean, really? Flap?
Yeah.
Come on. Flap? I mean, are you going to try to go through that thing? You can get it. It could be bad.
It couldn't go well, yeah.
It could be bad.
Yeah. So we do have an article here about holiday shopping and sort of the psychological tricks that stores use to try to get people to spend more money. And they're kind of grouped. This is from Psychology Today. So they're, you know, kind of psychologists, experts in this field. And I think it's helpful for people to know about this, I guess, so that maybe they don't fall into the trap of spending more money than they want to spend. Right. The article starts off by saying that, you know, basically, as evolved human beings, we think we're rational, in-control shoppers, right? We weigh the costs and benefits, compare prices, and we never buy on impulse or more than we need, right? And everybody knows that's not true, because people are really susceptible.
People are susceptible.
By the way, this is by Kit
I am Zero.
She is a psychology professor and professor of marketing, actually, at a university in California. But anyway, so it's a little lengthy, so I'm going to cut some off. But the colors, actually, of red and green actually have a lot to do with people's appetite for spending. And this is true. You hear this about food restaurants,
people
too.
People buy more when they see the colors red and green?
This is what they say.
Okay.
Apparently, there's a study that says red is like a stimulating color.
Okay.
And waitresses wearing red receive 14 to 26% higher tips.
All red or just a little red?
I don't know.
Red just, panties.
I guess it has to be able to be seen by the customer.
Okay.
Then waitresses wearing another color uniform.
Well, I guess that'll get you a higher tip there, too.
I guess if they can see the red panties, is that
That's
what
right.
you're talking about? You can test that out, Mark, if you want.
I don't know how that's going to work for me.
Another study on eBay, or about shoppers on eBay, showed that they bid more aggressively for products shown against a red background than a blue background.
Huh.
Yeah.
There you go.
This is actually,
I've heard that the number 7 gets people to buy, too, which is crazy because everyone uses the number 9.
Like if something ends in a 7?
Yeah, 7s. 7s are your price is good.
97 cents. Yeah. Interesting. I mean, I've seen this for placebo pills. Like, when people get a placebo pill, you know, every study where they're testing a drug, they include a placebo, which is like an inert pill that's supposed to not do anything. But, of course, there is the placebo effect where people believe that they feel better even though the drug has, or they're not being given a drug.
It's a big effect, too. It's not a little one.
It's huge, yeah. In some cases, 30 to 40%, especially if the disease has a big psychological component, like like pain or depression or something like that. But red pills are actually cause the biggest placebo effect.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I would have thought that I wouldn't have thought red. Red doesn't seem very natural. It seems a little disturbing.
Yeah.
I once had to take these pills that were black and yellow. I'm like, good Lord, what the heck am I taking?
Taking
if they could have just made
pills.
It beige, I would have been more comfortable. Beige and gray or something. I don't know. Something far less disturbing.
Well, Free Talk Live's logo is yellow and black, right, Mark?
I don't ingest it.
And then they also say green is an optimistic color associated with luck and wealth.
Okay.
It's also shown to have a positive effect on creativity.
Is this like written by one of these handwriting assessors? I mean,
yeah, well, she's a professor of marketing, so I guess she has some credentials in psychology. And so then they also go for the smells. Smells can...
Now, I bet smells are huge.
Yeah, because... So the same parts of your brain that smell things also are tied to mood and memory. And so they try to tap into those, you know, the reptile brain, like your primal urges with the smells.
I hear that smells are huge in as far as selling products. Then I think radio should incorporate that.
Smell-o-vision.
That's right.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. You can just call and talk about anything you want. Holiday shopping, whatever it might be. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That is the Stakel toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about anything you want to talk about. We've been here, talking about sort of buying triggers here on Free Talk Live. And I wanted to tell you about the Free State Project. The Free State Project is a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state, and that state is New Hampshire, in order to find more freedom in their lifetimes. If you want to find out more about that project, go to freestateproject.org. It's already been quite successful, and there's some copycats out there, so you know, make sure you're informed. freestateproject.org. All right. Well, you know, we're going to get back here, Stephanie, to the article about Christmas buying triggers. Is that how you describe it?
Yeah, sort of like tricks that they use to try to not to get sucked into.
Sure, but let's whip through some crankers first. Okay, got him and dumped. There you go. You know, what I miss is Cobra Commander. You know, really good crankers.
Come back, Cobra Commander.
Like, the best thing we can do is say bad things about Jewish people. Come on. And
yeah,
it's so trite.
Yeah.
So boring.
Thumbs down from me.
I got to wait for my dump panel to charge up here before we take the next one. So go ahead and give me another buying trigger, Stephanie.
All right. Well, the Christmas music, this is one that I actually have a hard time believing. Because they're claiming here in this article that Christmas music evokes nostalgia and it elevates people's moods to a positive place. And
I think it does for me.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Because everyone I know, maybe it's just who I know, like those reporters who are saying, I didn't know anyone who didn't vote for Michael Dukakis or whatever. Because no one they knew did. Right.
Right.
But I don't know anybody who actually likes Christmas music.
Yeah.
Everybody complains that I know about how annoying it is and how they just hear the same songs over and over again.
There's a reason that many radio stations switch to Christmas music during the holidays. Because it gets huge ratings.
Wow.
It's not for fun.
I find it so surprising because a lot of people have really negative associations with the winter time and Christmas and the holidays because...
But that doesn't mean that they don't find the music uplifting in some way. I mean...
Well, but what if it reminds them of when their parent died or when they...
Your parents going to die at some point anyway, you know?
I guess.
That's the human condition.
Hey, I guess according
to... Nobody ever says this about the 4th of July, right? Like, there's a lot of people whose parents die somewhere in the week before or after the 4th of July.
It doesn't
One
have
in
its
26
own,
people whose parents have died in that time frame, and nobody says, firecrackers make me sad. And, I mean, it just seems so... it's so trite.
But wait a minute, though. The 4th of July, or Independence Day, as Ian likes to call it, is that it doesn't have such a big expectation attached to it that it's going to be the most wonderful time of the year. And everybody, you know, is supposed to have a perfect Christmas, and it's going to be this picturesque scene of a family sitting around a fire, and everybody gets along, when in reality... Not everybody usually gets along with their family, and there's lots of crazy family members.
Sure.
There's drunkenness. People get blitzed and do silly
things.
People
do the same thing at the Independence Day celebrations.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is nobody expects Independence Day to
be perfect. They expect people to get drunk and punch each other in the mouths and to sweat in the hot sun and drink beer. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Your Christmas or whatever holiday it is that you celebrate this time of year is yours, and it's going to be however it is. But I don't know. To some extent,
I think when you expect,
I've got a little age on some, you know, that I've over time. And what was cool when I was younger was to be jaded.
Mm.
It was to, I know how this is going to go. Like, I'm wise to the world and all that. And maybe that's cool when I was in my teens and 20s and something like that. But, you know, over time, that's gotten boring. And you might as well have a good time as best you can. I don't celebrate Christmas in the same way that everybody else does. I'm a Quaker. I don't believe that one day is different than another. Mm-hmm. However, I would be a fool not to realize that everybody else judges this holiday by its what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you know, whatever it is for them. So, you know, to me, big deal, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to be jaded about
it. That's important, though, because I think generally in life when you expect something to go well, when you expect that it's going to be perfect or good or really happy, it's setting yourself up for disappointment because what if it's not? Your expectation is what you get attached to,
mm-hmm.
right?
It's all about expectation.
Yeah, and so you're saying basically that you don't really have any expectations. It's another day like any other day, and you're kind of just rolling with it however it happens. You're not getting your hopes up for it to be a perfect Christmas. So,
indeed.
That's probably why you have a better time.
Let's go to Belinda, listening in Texas. Belinda, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes. the thing that's on my mind is how the Texas Department of Public Safety knows that a drunk driver has killed an individual instantly, which was my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And they never made a phone call to the hospital or to Houston police to let them know that they needed somebody there to watch this guy.
Okay. Oh, Belinda, I'm really sorry to hear that. That sounds really painful to lose your daughter.
Yes, I mean, and my baby, my oldest grandson, he was 8 years old at the time, and he's 11 now. And, I hired an attorney that was supposed to protect my oldest grandson's trust fund.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? That heifer stole just about all of his money, and
Jeez.
The judge
let
her remove herself from the case. And
Gosh.
Now...
Wow. You can't really get any justice, it seems like.
But no, I'm telling you, I mean, it's like doors have just been constantly shut in my face.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's unbelievable. And now the judge that let the thief resign from the case after she had stolen all of my little grandson's money, now they're trying to go after his little monthly check that he gets from an annuity that his father had set up on his job.
Who's they? Who's trying to go after that?
The crooked judge, Derek Lenore, that let Luann get away with stealing all of my baby's money. And the attorney in Rust County.
Mark, what do you think? What do you recommend that Belinda would do?
I don't know. This is so rough.
I mean, would just like for people to know and understand that, I mean, freedom, we're not free. And in the town that I live in, everybody's afraid to, you know, go up against anybody to do anything for anyone.
Yeah, shining some light on it might be the only chance.
Belinda, I'm so sorry to hear about this situation.
Yeah, me too.
And, the thing about it is I had to go to court just a few weeks ago, and this judge, okay.
Hold the line, Belinda, hold the line. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-53. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want. We started out by talking about Christmas buying triggers, and Belinda called in with a very interesting story about what happened.
Sad, yeah. Very sad story. Sounded like she just couldn't get a break and get some justice.
Indeed.
Yeah.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has the brand names you want on, well, you know, everything that they've got over there. It's ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air gun, holsters. Air guns, holsters, water purification tents, apparel, boating equipment, and more. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. If you've got a outdoor enthusiast on your shopping list this year, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go get the gifts for them. Let's go back to Belinda calling from Texas. So, Belinda, you were we had to cut you off there. What were you going to say?
But, you know, the thing about it is my babies were flown to Texas Children up in Dallas, Texas.
It's a hospital?
And, yes. And both of them, the baby, he was already deceased, but they kept him on the pumping machine, you know, to make it look as if he was still alive. And my oldest grandson, I almost lost him too. Lacerated liver.
How awful.
Now he has type 1 diabetes because it completely knocked his pancreas out.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, and he suffered head injuries, fractures in his neck and everything. But what these people failed to realize, that was my family. That was the only daughter that I had.
Sure.
And they have done so much dirty work in covering up the original trooper that was handling the case. They completely snatched him off. Because
the original what?
The trooper? Original DPS trooper.
Okay.
That was handling the case. They took it completely away from him and gave it to a different one. Well, they life-flighted the guy, the Hispanic guy, Vincentes Gonzalez. They life-flighted him to Houston.
Is this the one that caused the accident you're claiming?
Yes. He's the one that killed my oldest grandson's mother, father, and baby brother.
All in one accident?
All in one accident.
Man, it's tragic.
He was three times over the legal limit.
That's pretty inebriated.
Okay. Now, and the thing about it is, they did not even notify anybody else within law enforcement to let them know that he had already killed somebody. And to make a long story short, this happened on May the 30th, 2009, and I've been totally out of my mind ever since, really.
Now, so the guy, what did he do, escape from the hospital or something?
By Luskin not notifying the hospital or Houston police on the 7th of June, his family went in that hospital, shaved his head, and wheeled him up out of there.
Hmm. So okay. That he wouldn't... Okay.
This is a shocking story, Belinda. I'm really sorry that to hear about it. Man, I mean, it's... You can only imagine what that must be like, and the utter incompetence of the judicial system. And people talk about how we have to have a monopoly on justice, and then...
Well, obviously, they're not providing very good customer service, and they really don't have any incentives to be accountable to the people that they supposedly are serving, right? Unless, as Belinda said...
Apparently, they have the incentive to bilk the people that they're serving, if...
if what she said was all accurate, that sounds pretty outrageous. I mean... there's really no way, I think, to get justice oftentimes except to call attention to it, like it sounds like she's trying to do, to get the story out there and maybe put a little bit of light on these, you know, allegations of corruption, right?
Let's go to Wes in Virginia. Wes, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I'm thinking about the fiscal cliff.
Okay. The cliff, as they're calling it, which, of course, helps to sell commercials on cable news networks.
Yeah, it does. I kind of think that, everybody's, getting ready to pay horribly for everything that's going on. I mean, if you go to the White House website, there's a thing in there where you can talk about, what $2,000 would make a difference in your life. And I guess that's what they're saying. The average taxpayer is going to, or the lower income is going to end up, losing or having more taxes or whatever.
Seems like a lot.
And, for me, that's a month's pay.
And, yeah.
Yep.
When you look at the website, there's so many things posted on there about everybody, that's food for several, for a couple months or, help you start up for a business or, all these horrible things, that everybody is suffering on. And, like I said, that's a month's pay for us. And, in Virginia where I am, you got to make more than that. I mean, I'm in a high cost of living area.
So what do you think should be done about it, or what are you wanting to do about it?
Well, I think that, for people like me, because I don't qualify for assistance because I'm not that far off. I'm like in the middle.
Sure.
Those
are the ones that get squeezed worse.
Right.
But the government doesn't care about any, individual people who are trying to, struggle to make ends meet. They would probably rather have people be on welfare and be dependent on them than try to help people empower themselves to support themselves.
Well, I don't think they actually empower anybody to support themselves.
No, just by stepping back and out of the way and letting people empower themselves, like I said.
You know, because, you know, when I look at it, you know, somebody like me, where I'm struggling to make ends meet and take care of my family, we don't have health insurance or anything like that, you know, and, you know, why, if you want to have the national health care, why not start a government plan where, you know, you could pay a little bit and...
Well, I think that is their ultimate goal, is to, you know, because right now they're going to force people to buy insurance from private companies. The price is going to go way up because what incentive do they have to keep the price down if everybody's forced to pay for it, just like the government, right? So I think eventually it's going to go in that direction where they're going to say, well, people can't afford this, so we're just going to provide it through taxation, and it's going to go to, you know, like the rest of the world has, just, you know, socialism, basically.
But if you opened a system that was controlled, you know, a hospital care system, that they take the surplus property and they open clinics and hospitals and all this other stuff, you know. For
who's going to open them?
The government said they have Department
you,
of Health.
Do you really
want, I don't know if I want them.
Do you want government health care? Because I don't.
We already kind of have it, Mark, unfortunately.
I
prefer not to have it, too.
But it would be an option for somebody who doesn't have anything.
It would be an option whether I pay for it or not?
Well, right now,
I really can't afford to pay for it.
Hold on a second. Right now, people who don't have anything are taken care of, and it's because of, you know, the government mandates hospitals to treat them, and that's why
people... But not people like Wes who are, you know, making some money.
If he goes into an emergency room, he's going to get treatment.
Wes, we'll talk to you about this for just 1 second. You know, hold the line if you would. 855 450 free. What do you think? Should the government be taking care of all of us? 855-450-3733.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-790-4961 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-790-4961 to take your call now. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horsehead pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. And we've been all over the board this evening, from buying triggers for the Christmas holiday to a horrifying story from Belinda in Texas about just what happened after an automobile accident, how she got taken by the system. And Wes is actually talking about the fiscal cliff and how it's affecting his family and socialized medicine, and those kind of things.
Government healthcare, yeah.
So let's go back to Wes in Virginia. Wes, you're on Free Talk Live again.
Hey, thanks for getting back to me.
Sure.
What you were talking about, the hospitals being mandated to see people. And 3 weeks ago, went to the hospital. I'd worked 4 days in a row, had like 3 hours sleep. In those 4 days, and my wife thought I was having a mini stroke.
Okay.
So we go to the emergency room at like 11 o'clock at night. There's nobody in there, and they take us in right away, and go through the little process, and you tell them you don't have any health insurance or anything, and you could see the look on their face. And the first thing the doctor came in, he's like, "Well, we need to run CT scan and do all this other kind of lab work and all this other stuff." And the doctor, he asked, "Do you have health insurance?" I said, "No." He goes, "Well, okay." And then he walked out. And I was looking at my wife, and the registrar came back in, and she goes, "Well, you can set up an account to pay for this, but you have to do this later. You can't do it today." And
You have to do the tests later?
Well, you could do the tests and everything, but I would just have to figure out how to pay for it later.
Right.
Yeah.
And, finally I asked, I said, "Do you have any idea what this would cost?" He goes, "Well, this one test is like $5,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Doctors don't really know. First of all, they don't pay attention to how much things cost. A lot of times they don't know how much things cost. And they're also trying to cover themselves because they don't want to be sued for any malpractice or anything. And so they have to do every conceivable test that they can think of to make sure to rule out, the horrible things that it could be, even if they're not that likely, right? And so they're really not, and for most people, their insurance just pays for it, or the government will pay for it with its Medicare or Medicaid or whatever. And so there really isn't an incentive to keep costs down. Add to that the patent system, which gives people who produce medical devices and drugs a monopoly over those products. And so the prices of those goes way up, too. And so the whole system is just a total mess. And
it's a mess.
I really hear you on that.
Most of the mess is centered around the government. And this is what concerns me,
yeah,
Wes.
And the involvement that they already have in the system, because we haven't experienced a free market in healthcare.
If you had an incompetent moron that screwed everything up at work, would you give them more things to do?
Of course not.
That's how it feels to me when it comes to the government. I mean, you heard everything she listed there, and all those things, the patent system, the government, of course, is involved in Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and all these things. We already have a socialized medicine system in this country because more than 50% of dollars that are spent in the healthcare industry are already spent by the government. And then, of course, the mandates on the doctors and those kind of things. I mean, it's all already there, and it's...
And I can see why some people say, well, wouldn't it be better if it were just all the way socialized, because we have half of that now, and it's a total mess. And I agree, it is a total mess now. I don't know if it would be better if it were just completely nationalized, but it certainly isn't in a good place right now. So I find it hard to answer that question. Like, what do people do when they need help right now? And one of the things is there's insurance out there for self-employed people. There are free clinics that you can go to in a lot of different places.
Even free clinics. We have a supposedly free clinic where I live,
mm-hmm.
but in order to go to the free clinic, you have to meet income guidelines.
Yeah.
So if you can't get any assistance, you don't qualify for that either. And that was one of the things that had come up, because mm-hmm. we tried all those things and you're just kind of stuck,
Yeah.
Yeah. There are some doctors too that will give you a discount if you pay out of pocket or in cash. Like, you just tell them that up front.
But they don't work at the emergency room.
No, they don't.
I mean,
true.
Every time I've gone to a hospital, when they do give me pricing information, it's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, I had at one instance when my wife was pregnant where they suggested doing it. They wanted to do a test because, to see whether the baby was going to be okay or whatever. And so they said they decided because of we were concerned
the baby was going to be okay.
You want specifics? Fine. She was. She's older. There was a little thickness in the back of the skull. They were mm-hmm. concerned that might mean Down syndrome or something like that. So.
And it didn't matter to you, right? Because if you had the baby with Down syndrome, you would still have the baby.
We didn't confront that.
Okay.
She was a little wishy-washy, so I'm not 100% sure what she would have said in that instance. But
sometimes people don't care.
There
right?
was,
but
right.
they still want to do the
I
test.
Didn't.
Yeah.
Some people. So they asked us about the test. I said, well, how much does it cost? Well, if you're concerned about cost, let's do this other test, and then we'll see whether or not we need to do that. So we ended up doing both tests. The first test to see whether or not we should do the second test cost more than the first test, and it was less conclusive. So I got incompetence and bad advice all the way through. I feel like I'd get better service from a car salesman.
You may, maybe you would. Yeah.
Yeah, and like our hospital has got, it's basically, it's owned by like a board of doctors, and there's like 30 doctors that all have, that are part of the hospital system that get, receive a salary and based on, like stock into the hospital.
Sure.
So, they make out either way, and the people that are there that can't afford their service, you either decide, is it something that I can live without, or do I have to take the risk that this is going to kill me?
Yeah,
well,
that's
a tough question, Wes. I appreciate
it's a real problem. I mean, I really feel him on what he's saying, because it is a legitimate problem. Like,
it all comes down to this.
Healthcare.
The government has gotten into healthcare, driven way up the prices without the mandates and all these things that they've got. The prices would be lower if the government hadn't gotten involved, but it is already there. So the question is you've got this high price to pay for something. And look, I'm still paying off my wife's hospital bills from the pregnancy. My son is 4.
Oh, wow.
So, I understand. We didn't have, we had insurance, but it didn't cover that, so they charged us full boat. They wouldn't even give us the cash discount because we had insurance for catastrophic illness that didn't cover neonatal. This is the kind of absolute mouth-breathing, window-licking incompetence that goes on in hospitals, and it's frustrating as hell.
Oh, yeah.
But what do you do about it? I can't demand that somebody else pay for my hospital bills because that's immoral, and that's what it comes down to. Let's go to...
Yeah.
Real quick, let's take this call here. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey.
I just wanted to talk about Hanukkah, because I heard they were talking about holidays before.
Okay, what do you think about Hanukkah?
I'm somewhat Jewish. I'm like half Jewish because my family, my mom and dad.
All right.
And I just don't know. That was pretty bad of a prank call I did.
Well, you knew that was coming, right?
Yeah, it gets so predictable.
Yep.
Anyway, Mark. You know, there was another thing I wanted to say about the government in healthcare. They are actually the ones. They're the reason why insurance pays for everything in healthcare. Because think about it. You know, you don't have car insurance that pays for your gas or your oil changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you pay for those things out of pocket and you budget for them.
Sure.
You don't.
Insurance should only cover catastrophic incidents. That's.
Yeah, and that's the way that it used to be, right? You have insurance in case there's a problem, not for routine expenses that you know are going to come up, like mm-hmm. a medication that you're already on that you know about or whatever. And so the government actually was responsible for getting people kind of hooked on insurance because there was, it was like in the Nixon era, there was like wage and price controls. And
even before that.
They had
the 90% tax bracket.
Were the ones that created, the HMO Act?
Mm-hmm.
And so they created HMOs, and then employers started offering people health insurance as a benefit because they couldn't offer them more in their salaries, and so people came to expect that. And then now it's basically health insurance is essentially tied to your employer, and it is one thing that keeps people at jobs that they don't like.
Well, here's the impossible solution.
Health insurance.
The impossible solution is to get the government completely out of health insurance and medicine. And if you do, then people will suddenly be making decisions on health insurance like the marketplace. I mean, there's no pricing with the pricing problems with the price of cars or hamburgers or any of these things,
yeah.
Except that the government mandates certain safety features on cars. And
I think medicine is at a crisis point right now.
Something's going to give.
Something's
and I
happen.
Think you're right. It's probably going to go socialist. You know, what are you going to do about it? They're just going to drive the rich
much
people out of the country.
Do.
855, 453,
where are they
gonna
go?
5. Barrier Islands.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Bob, Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.